Ezekiel 45. This continues the description of how the exiles were to return and rebuild the temple according to the specifications that are given here, and how they are to divide up the land. And there was going to be a specific amount of land for the sanctuary in the center of this new structure that was going to be built. And there was going to be some land specifically for the prince. When Judah went into captivity, God says to Zedekiah, "You wicked prince of Israel, you shall be no more." And the whole kingdom was to be overturned until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him. So then the idea was that when they were restored, the royal line of the kings would be restored. And I think that's what could have happened here, but it didn't. They didn't build this temple as they should have done. And they're told that the princes have got to behave themselves. Verse 9, "You princes of Israel, remove violence and spoil, execute justice and righteousness instead of dispossessing my people, says the Lord Yahweh. You shall have just balances, a just ephod, a just bath, etc." Well, what happened at the restoration? When you read Ezra and Nehemiah and also Haggai and Zechariah and Malachi, you see that the leaders of Judah who returned were often very corrupt, and they did take the possessions of their people away from them when there was a famine, etc. And they're criticized for being dishonest in their business practices. So this didn't come about. And it goes on to describe the offerings that they are to offer at different times. Peace offerings to make atonement for them, a meal offering and a burnt offering to make atonement for them. And the prince is to make an offering as well. Well, when Jesus died, he finished all the offerings. We're told that very clearly in the New Testament, that when Jesus died, he was the final sacrifice, and therefore the blood of bulls and goats is not now required. And in fact, to still try to offer those sacrifices really shows that you don't really understand or believe in the work of Jesus, who's the final offering. So I suggest, therefore, that the fact that they had these sacrifices to offer is a sign that what we're reading here could have happened at the time of the exiles when they came back from Persia. They were to re-establish God's kingdom, they were to build this great temple, and they were to keep the laws that are given here, which are not the same as the laws of Moses. They are different, although there's similar things like sacrifices and priests and things like that. So this was a huge potential that was missed. And the world is full of that. People who maybe were raised as believers, given every blessing by their parents, but wasted it, turned away, just lived an idle, empty life spiritually in the world. And so this is how it can be, unfortunately, with us. And we mustn't be like that. We must learn from the tragedy of how much detailed potential was set up for these people and how they wasted it.